A New York State Assemblyman from the Hudson Valley is denouncing what he says are false and anonymous social media and robocall ad attacks against him. The Democrat from Orange County says the ads cross a line and he is taking action. Assemblyman James Skoufis of Woodbury says he has seen at least 35 different ads since December 2015, most recently a few weeks ago. He says the groups behind the Facebook and Instagram ads are not registered in any way and cannot be found via the Board of Elections website.
As you can see, one of the groups is called Not Our Tax Dollars. You look up Not Our Tax Dollars on the Board of Elections website, you won't find anything. Other groups have included Support Hudson Valley Jobs, New Yorkers for Affordable Education, Lyme Disease Awareness New York, Stop the Corruption in Albany Now, Supporter Veterans New York, I Love Bear Mountain New York, and the common one these days is just simply My Hudson Valley.
This latter group, Skoufis showed, is behind a recent ad that says Skoufis got the block vote, helping him win re-election to the state assembly. The block vote, referring to the Orthodox Jewish community, Curious Joel.
You know, for starters, KJ isn't in our assembly district, so I don't know how I can win the block vote of a group that, even if they wanted to vote for me, and I suspect most would not want to vote for me, but even if they did, they couldn't vote for me because they're not in the assembly district.
Skoufis says if you look up the groups on individual pages, the attack ads are not there.
They only show up on voters, individuals' news feeds as paid advertisements. So they really erase their tracks wherever and whenever possible.
Skoufis is taking action.
First, I am submitting, and I have copies here, a letter to the State Board of Elections, Risa Sugarman, who is the Chief Enforcement Counsel, to investigate these paid advertisements that are being undisclosed, unreported, and in my opinion, are breaking campaign finance laws.
Sugarman, in an emailed response, said she has no comment. Skoufis also penned letters all day to June 26th to executives at Facebook and Instagram asking that they take down the ads or, at a minimum, disclose who is paying for them. Skoufis estimates that tens of thousands of dollars have been expended on these advertisements. Plus, Skoufis says he is exploring legal recourse. Former Democratic State Senator Terry Gibson of the Hudson Valley says attack ads via social media are free-for-alls.
It's one of the real downsides of social media that the various avenues like Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, all allow this type of activity to exist because they make an enormous amount of money off of it. And it's one of the things that we really do need to change about how these social media platforms operate.
Skoufis has been hearing from constituents about the ads and believes there is some confusion among those who do not know him.
These ads are meant to misinform people. They're meant to confuse people. I think overwhelmingly, they're not effective. But even if they're effective to 5 or 10% of people, that's still a lot of people.
Gibson, who is a lecturer at the State University of New York at New Paltz, but offers his comments as a former senator, says false ads can render damage.
If a candidate is being attacked the way James is, the way I was, it's because they've done significant polling to determine these candidates are a real threat to their candidate. And so what they are trying to do by starting so early, even before the election year, is to engage in a constant type of character assassination by having this long-term smear campaign, hoping that by the time the election comes around, the credibility of that candidate will be so damaged that it will be difficult for them to overcome that. And that's why they start so early.
Skoufis has represented the 99th Assembly District since 2013. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Chester.